Blog Talk Radio.
Deep seated in the American citizen is pride in his community as an expression of all that his country stands for: individual independence, with respect for the rights of others. Born of the concept that all men are free and equal.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to Straight Talkin'. I am, of course, your host, and I want to welcome you to tonight's show. But first, I want to thank those of you that listened to last week's show. Whether you listen to it live or whether you listen to it archive, I do appreciate it. And for those of you that did share the link, I want to thank you too, because without that, well, we're spreading the word of, because, you know, I don't look at this show as my show. There was a time, I looked at the previous show that I did as my show, but I don't look at this show as my show. This is God's show. And it's up to him to decide what he's going to do with this. But I want to thank those of you that did listen to last week's show. If you missed it, just go to our website at straighttalkin.weebly.com. You'll see at the top a little link to, or a little place that you can click on. It's just past episodes, and you can actually listen to last week's episodes there. And it was a pretty good show. And I got a lot of good positive responses. A lot of you think that America needs a spiritual revival, and I agree with you. But remember, it's up to each every one of us to jumpstart this spiritual revival. Now, piece of business, if you also go on our website at straighttalkinweebly.com, you'll also see that we have a sponsor page, which is really cool. I'm really excited about this because we are getting sponsors. We got two sponsorships, which I'm going to tell you a little bit about. One is onit.com. They make supplements. If you're someone who's trying to lose weight, if you're someone who's training for a athletic event, or you're an athlete, or you're a high school athlete, or even a college athlete, or even an A-style fighter, professor, whatever you want to call it. If you want to get into shape, if you want to lose weight, if you want to get tone, and if you're just someone who wants to feel healthier, Onnit.com makes supplements for you. I'm sure that you find something that will help you. And all you have to do is go to our website at straighttalkin.weebly, that's weebly.com, and click on the sponsor page. You will see the banner for onnit.com. And because you're a listener of Straight Talkin', with, of course, Vincent Crowe, onnit.com will give you 10% off your order. So go over to our sponsor page. Go click on the banner. Go check out their supplements. I take a couple of these. I'm actually looking into some of the protein powder that they have. I'm looking at some of the other things that they do because I work at a warehouse. And let me tell you something. I need energy. I need to get my body refueled in order to do the job that I do. So Onnit.com helps. So just go over to the sponsor page. You'll get 10% off your total order. Now, do you shop at Amazon.com? Because I sure do. Well, guess what? Amazon.com is now a sponsor of Straight Talkin'. And on the same sponsor page that I just directed you to at straighttalkin.weebly.com, you'll see a banner for Amazon.com. And all you have to do is click on that banner and then just shop. If you need something and you use Amazon.com, just use that banner. And what Amazon will do is kick back a couple bucks in order to cover production costs here as a way of saying thank you for being a listener of Straight Talkin' and thank you for shopping at Amazon.com. So just go to our sponsor page, straighttalkin.weebly.com, and you'll see the little thing for sponsors. Just click on it. You'll see the banners. I'm hoping to get more, and I'm in contact with a couple other sponsors, so I haven't heard anything yet, but who knows? You never know. But these are two really good services that even I use. And I think that you should use them too. And it's a good way to support the show if you like the show. Now, just a little other piece of business. Operator's Child. I was told I didn't really explain this is very well. And that the audio that I played last show really didn't mean what it is. So instead, I found something better. And just a little piece of business. All right. Operation Christmas Child is a great ministry. What they do is they put together shoeboxes, or we actually put together shoeboxes, for kids in third world countries that normally would not celebrate a Christmas, or they would not get a gift for Christmas. Operation Christmas Child, which is through SamaritansPurse.org, which all you have to do is go to SamaritansPurse.org, and you'll see the banner for Operation Christmas Child. You just click on the banner. You'll be able to get all the details and what you can put in the shoebox and what you can't put in the shoebox, because there are some guidelines. Just go over to Samaritan's Purse, go check them out, go check out Operation Christmas Child, and actually, it's run by Franklin Graham, and this audio probably will explain it a lot better than I just did. So give a listen.
100!
There you go.
Million shoeboxes. That's 100 million times God has given us an opportunity to touch a child for the name of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
There are 100 million shoebox gifts collected, but it comes down to the one child receiving one gift, receiving one opportunity to come to know Jesus.
Thank you. Gracias.
Thank you. I love you.
What's the best?
It's something God has done, and we want to give Him the glory. I remember a kid in Bosnia that didn't have a coat, and it was wintertime, and we were in a school, and the windows were blown out, and it was cold. His box had a coat in it.
The Lord is mobilizing His people.
It's child to child. It's person to person. It's church to church.
It's a simple project. Churches love it because this is a tremendous opportunity for evangelism. And we ask families, as you pack a box, put that box in the middle of your living room and pray.
Delivering millions of shoeboxes every year is not an easy task.
How do you distribute a million anything?
We've done it by plane, by boat.
Camels, donkeys.
Helicopters, and then see them just up on people's heads.
Canoes, river boats.
And so the churches are giving up boxes, and we're distributing them through the churches. So whenever those boxes arrive, trust me, it is Christmas for the kids when those boxes arrive.
We need more churches, more individuals, more volunteers.
I want the children of the world to know. I want their parents to know that God loves them. He hasn't turned His back on them. He cares for them, and He wants them to be with Him in heaven. That's what it's all about. Absolutely. Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child, it's about evangelism.
And you can get involved in this amazing ministry. They really do great work. And if you saw the video of this amazing display, just how much joy and happiness it brings to these kids. Like, for example, they said that there was a kid that needed a jacket. And in the shoebox that he opened, there was a jacket. And the look on his face was priceless. He was absolutely overjoyed because he needed a jacket. And now he has one. And that you can get involved. So just go to SamaritansPurse.org. Click on the banner for Operation Christmas Child. Get involved. And this is a good way. You know what? You can even make a family thing out of this. Because Christmas is coming up. This is a good way to celebrate Christmas. It's a good way to spread the word of Jesus Christ. It's a good way to make yourself feel good about doing something good for someone that you may never meet. And that truly, I think God shone upon that. When you do something good for someone that you may never meet. Now, this one other piece of business. Of course, I got to promote this because I love this clothing line. And no, they're not a sponsor of the show. They should be, but they're not yet. Is Not of This World clothing line at notw.com. I wear a lot of their shirts. I've looked at a lot of their merchandise. A lot of their merchandise is absolutely amazing. Very cool looking shirts. You're actually seeing popular athletes like RG3. He's the quarterback for the Washington Redskins. He's actually wearing some of Not of This World merchandise. And this is a good way to spread the word of God. It's a good way to start a conversation because, for example, when I wear the I have a shirt that is an American flag, but in the American flag design, you see a cross, you see a praying hands, you see a couple other things, and, of course, the Not of This World symbol. And it starts a conversation. They look at it and say, that's an awesome shirt. Where can I get it? And I just simply tell them, notofthisworld.com, at notw.com. That's where you can get this shirt. And they're like, well, what is that? And that opens up the conversation to share your faith with somebody. And that's what we talked about in the last show, starting a spiritual revival. Or one way to do that is go to notw.com and start buying or start wearing some of their merchandise and spread the word of God. Now, the pieces of business is over. Done. Plug the sponsors, plug this, plug that. Yeah, well, now it's time for the show. And tonight's show is a little controversial. I have to admit, it's pretty controversial. It deals with a topic that I really had to think long and hard about whether I was going to do this show or not. And I decided to because there's this idea that is being, that a lot of people believe in, apparently, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one who came down, died on a cross for our sins, paid the price for all our sins, is our way to salvation, that Jesus Christ is also the Archangel Michael. Now, this belief is being believed and promoted by the Jehovah's Witnesses. And they believe this because they say it's in the Bible. In the Bible, it shows that Jesus Christ and the Archangel Michael are the same person. Now, I could go through the article that I found on their website that they use to support this claim. But I don't want those of you that are Jehovah's Witnesses to say that I misrepresented it or misrepresented what this article says. So instead, I found the audio, and I'm going to play it. So give a listen and think, what do you think of this?
Who is Michael, the Archangel? Creature called Michael is not mentioned often in the Bible. However, when he is referred to, he is in action. In the book of Daniel, Michael is battling wicked angels. In the letter of Jude, he is disputing with Satan. And in Revelation, he is waging war with the devil and his demons. By defending Jehovah's rulership and fighting God's enemies, Michael lives up to the meaning of his name. Who is like God? But who is Michael? At times, individuals are known by more than one name. For example, the patriarch Jacob is also known as Israel, and the apostle Peter as Simon. Likewise, the Bible indicates that Michael is another name for Jesus Christ, before and after his life on earth. Let us consider scriptural reasons for drawing that conclusion. Archangel. God's word refers to Michael the archangel. Term means chief angel. Notice that Michael is called the archangel. This suggests that there is only one such angel. In fact, the term archangel occurs in the Bible only in the singular, never in the plural. Moreover, Jesus is linked with the office of archangel. Regarding the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Thessalonians 4:16 states, "The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a commanding call, with an archangel's voice. Thus, the voice of Jesus is described as being that of an archangel. This scripture, therefore, suggests that Jesus himself is the archangel Michael. Army leader. The Bible states that Michael and his angels battled with the dragon and its angels. Revelation 12:7. Thus, Michael is the leader of an army of faithful angels. Revelation also describes Jesus as the leader of an army of faithful angels. And the Apostle Paul specifically mentions the Lord Jesus and his powerful angels. 2 Thessalonians 1:7. So the Bible speaks of both Michael and his angels, and Jesus and his angels. Since God's word nowhere indicates that there are two armies of faithful angels in heaven, one headed by Michael and one headed by Jesus, it is logical to conclude that Michael is none other than Jesus Christ in his heavenly role. The footnote reads, more information showing that the name...
Well, that's what they believe in. They believe that, and they use those two terms as far as that when he comes back, when Jesus Christ comes back, that he'll have the voice of an archangel, which when I look at the King James Version, it doesn't say that. When you read it, it says that when he comes back, he will come back with a shout, a voice shouting. And that voice, as described, will be that of an archangel. The archangel is what they used. You see, I have a tough time believing this simply because when Jesus Christ came to earth, he said, it is perfectly all right for you to worship me. But yet the Bible is very clear that we are not supposed to worship angels, but yet it's okay to worship Jesus Christ, who is an archangel, who's the archangel Michael. That doesn't make sense. That's a contradiction. On top of this, Jesus Christ forgave sins. Where in the Bible has an angel ever forgiven sin? There isn't. Because he doesn't have the power. An angel does not have the power to forgive sin. And the reason we are not supposed to worship angels is because we're supposed to worship God. So if Jesus said, it's perfectly all right for you to worship me, what? It means he was God. It means he is God. He's the Son of God. He's not the Archangel Michael. Now, let's say if he was the Archangel Michael, then when he told his disciples, I and the Father are one, the Father's in me, I am in him, he would have been lying. Because what would that imply? That implies that Jesus Christ and God are the same person. Which, when I brought this up, they said, no, what it means is that created Jesus Christ and gave him the power, and that he's within us. And I said, well, that's not true, because let's compare it to us, each one of us. God is not in us. God's not inside us until we become saved. Once we become saved, God sends the Holy Spirit inside us. So I have a tough time believing that if Jesus Christ is the Archangel Michael, if he is the Archangel Michael, like the Jehovah's Witnesses believe in, then why would he tell his disciples, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father? He said it to his disciples, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. What does that imply? Come to the conclusion. What does that mean? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Because the disciples were asking him, show us God. Show us God. And his reply was, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. Which they try to explain it as, well, he's God-like. I said, no, that's not what he said. He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Because to the movie set of Lincoln and see Daniel Lewis playing Abraham Lincoln, he could be great. He could, who knows, win an Academy Award for his performance. He could have the accent perfect, the mannerisms perfect, everything perfect. But then I can't even say that I and Matt and Lincoln. No, I met someone playing Abraham Lincoln. So when Jesus Christ says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father, he is implying that he and God, the Father, are the same person. That's the conclusion I come to, unless I'm wrong. But the Bible doesn't prove I'm wrong. The Bible shows that I'm right. And the Bible never shows any proof that the Archangel Michael and Jesus Christ are the exact same person. Because, for example, to use in that audio was, well, there, you know, Jesus Christ commands an army and angels, and so does Michael, which is true. But do you ever think maybe it's the same army? Because I try to compare this idea to, you know, the military. In each branch of the military, there is someone who's in charge of the military, who is a part of the military, came up through the ranks of the military. And usually they're a four-star general. Well, that's Michael. Michael is in charge of the angels. But yet, Michael still has a boss, someone he has to answer to. That's Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth, could call upon legions of angels to come down and protect them. He had the power to do that. Doesn't mean he was the commander of them. Doesn't mean that he was, you know, he was Michael. It just means that he also has the authority over that army. So, in essence, he's the Secretary of Defense, and God being the President of the United States. Now, one other thing. If Jesus Christ is, in fact, the Archangel Michael, there is a passage in the Bible where Michael and Satan fight over the body of Moses. I think it's Jude 1, verse 9. And in this verse, Michael, the archangel, this is how he wins. This is how he beats Satan this time around. He tells Satan, "The Lord rebukes thee." But yet, Jesus Christ, in Mark 2:28, "Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." The Son of Man, also another term for Son of God. The Son of God, the Son of Man, is Lord. So, Michael is Jesus Christ, and he is Lord. Why would he then say to Satan, "The Lord rebukes thee"? Why wouldn't he just say, "I rebuke you"? Because he has the authority. He's Lord. You see, I have a very scary conclusion for those of you that believe this. I think you believe a lie. I believe that you believe something that is unbiblical. And unfortunately, you're not saved. Because if you do not believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and been washed clean in the blood of the Lamb, I got some bad news for you. You are not saved. But I have some good news. You can be saved. You can ensure that you will live forever in heaven. This isn't a death sentence. I'm not going to doom and gloom and say, if you believe in what the Jehovah's Witness believe in, it's doomed, it's over, you're done. No. You can turn around. You can start believing what the truth is in the Bible. And one of the things I want you guys to go to is watchbillygraham.com. It's a video called Heaven. But the reason I'm sending you there is because down below is a red link, a red button that says, "Did you pray the sinner's prayer?" And you can click on that. And it will start getting you into knowing more about God and knowing more about your faith and knowing more about Jesus Christ, the real Jesus Christ. Because, you see, I want you guys to live forever in heaven. I want you guys to know the real Jesus Christ. He's not Michael, not this, he's not that. Because the other thing in the Bible, which is another thing that Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe in, they don't believe in the Holy Spirit, which Jesus Christ said before he left, before he sended it back into, he said, I'm going to pray that my Father sends someone else, that being the Holy Spirit, to dwell inside you, which will be your connection to God. When you believe in me, and when you become saved and been washed clean in the blood of the Lamb and have repent of all your sins, the Holy Spirit will come inside you and will dwell inside you. You, the Jehovah's Witness, you do not believe that. And one of the other things in the Bible says, if you go against the Holy Spirit, that is the unforgivable sin. And that's what you guys are committing. It's the unforgivable sin. And I don't know if you guys want to know more about this. Again, go to watchbillygraham.com, because ultimately there's a lot of false religions out there, Jehovah's Witnesses being one of them. Because let me tell you something about their translation, which I think is the New World Translation. It has never been credited as a true translation. And when I compare their verses in the Bible to the King James Version, which was the version they told me they used before the New World Translation says one thing. King James says something else. So what the conclusion that you should come to is the New World Translation is a flawed translation, because the eight people that translated it, because in order for you to translate the Bible, you need to be able to read three languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and then there was a language in Greek that you had to be able to read and understand, because parts of the Bible is written in that language. A lot of the New Testament was written in that language. And isn't it ironic that a lot of the big mistakes in the Bible with the New World Translation come from the New Testament? But out of these eight people, only one could read Greek. But when they showed him, or when they found out what dialect of Greek or what Greek language he could read and understand, it was not the Greek language that the Bible was written in. That's why it's never been credited. So for those of you that believe this, you're believing something that is unbiblical. But tell me what you guys think about this. You can send me an email on our website. You can send me messages on my social networking sites. Tell me what you guys think. For those of you that like the show, thank you for listening to tonight's show. Thank you for spreading the word. Thank you for continuing to download this podcast. I want to thank you. And I'm thanking those of you that Jehovah's Witnesses to save you, because I want you to know the real Jesus Christ. I want you to be saved. I want you to live eternally in heaven. Okay? So it's not an attack on you. Hope you guys like tonight's show. Remember, we'll be back here next Friday at 10 p.m. I'm Vincent Crowe, and this is Straight Talking.